Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. For some, it's a night out. For others, it's a quiet night at home. But either way, it is an opportunity for wine, food, and music to all come together. But it can also be a little bit stressful. So we're going to have a little bit of fun today, and we have called on two of our favorites to help take the stress out of all of the planning with the best wine and the best music to pair with Valentine's Day. We have wine expert Rick Cushman, as well as Cap Radio's classical musical host, Jennifer Reason. Welcome to you both. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
You both are the perfect blend, you know, to lead into the holidays. We did this over the holidays in December. We're doing it again for Valentine's Day. You know, Rick, before we get to the fun stuff, I mean, we had a pretty severe series of storms that moved through Northern California. What impact, what, if any, was on the wine industry in late December through January?
Fundamentally, all good. I mean, there was, you know, a little bit of vineyard damage, like with a lot of ag, but the timing couldn't have been better because mostly grapevines are dormant. But the good part was, you know, the grapevines, to go sideways for a moment, you know, grapevines survived the drought a little better than a lot of other crops, in part because when they struggle, you get smaller yields and maybe smaller grapes, but more intense wines. But that's only good for so long. And after a while, the vines really start to feel it. And so, one, this gave them a refresh. But probably even more important is it washed the salts out of the soil. And this is always a thing that, you know, we sort of not don't think about, but when we there isn't a lot of water or when well water is used, and especially when the wells are low and, you know, it needs to be refreshed, is that you start to recycle salts from the ground into the lands. And so this really cleaned them out. It also was sort of refreshed for the cover crops, which, you know, help. And so all in all, in pretty good shape. Now, the next thing is, so, you know, they'll start to bud coming up in, you know, March and April, and that's when they're really vulnerable to storms. So if a storm came a little later or freeze came a little later, it could be very damaging. But so timing was perfect, and frankly, like most of California, you know, we survived the damage, and now fingers crossed that we have enough water to get by for at least a little while.
Yeah. Well, that is good news to hear, you know, because there was a lot of damage and destruction, you know, in January, but it's good to hear that the wine industry fared relatively well. So when it comes to wine, music, all things Valentine's Day, you know, I reflexively think of like wine and chocolates as all-time go-tos, but you're not really a fan of that, right?
I am not. I am a fan of wine. I am a fan of chocolate, just separately. You know, I was building on that morning edition segment about, you know, savor it. But the truth of it is, like, red wine and chocolate don't pair well. Now, if we've been told this, and so you've been told so many times, like everything else, if you hear it, you go, oh, it must be great. And then you, oh, yeah, sure, it's good. But the truth of it is, there's a lot of acid in wine. And you don't think of it that way. But I say this, always think about like things where there are acid that you don't think about. Orange juice, right? Orange juice, you don't think, gee, there's acid in there until you brush your teeth and then drink your orange juice. Same thing. And the chocolate, the sweetness in the chocolate makes the red wine taste sour. So what you do is you go with sweet wines, you know, port style wines and Rieslings and dessert wines. Many of our friends up in the foothills are really big on that because it can get them ripe. And so there's that a piece of chocolate and a sweet wine. Heaven, absolute heaven.
How do you suggest people start the evening? I would imagine maybe some bubbly.
Always bubbly. Well, and you know, that's kind of a thing with any celebration, as Jennifer well knows. You know, for a lot of us going out, if you're going out on Tuesday night, is maybe not the biggest night, right? But there are going to be people going out, and you might have to go to the bar and must have to hang out a little bit. And what would you get, Jennifer?
Bubbles, without question.
Absolutely. I think it just adds such a celebratory tone, and it's just, you know, and bubbles are almost by definition romantic. And one suggestion, by the way, if you're home and you've opened up a bottle of sparkling, don't put it in a flute. Put it in a wine glass, a regular wine glass, if you have a white wine glass. And the flutes are beautiful, and that's why they people put them in flutes, because it shows the bubbles. And in fact, in nice flutes, they have a little notch at the bottom of the glass so that those bubbles come straight up. I'm waving my hands because we're on radio, and so it's important to be able to see my hand movement here. But the truth of it is, you can taste it better if you put it in a regular wine glass.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and if you go, like, you know, doing wine tastings, or you go to wine regions, they'll taste you in large wine glasses.
All right, Jennifer, we're going to do some pairing with some music. What do you have for us?
Well, to go with your bubbles, possibly one of the most romantic pieces of classical music ever. It's called Salut d'Amour. It's by a wonderful British composer named Edward Elgar. And he was courting his hopefully soon to be fiance Alice and decided to propose to her with this very piece of music.
We're all swaying right now.
Yeah. I know.
I'd say yes.
I mean, it would be an immediate yes, right?
Yeah, it would be an immediate yes. Okay, well, so Rick, I'm on that note. Maybe some people are going to like pop the big question. What kind of tips do you have?
Well, just one quick thing on that, because we were talking earlier, and the composer is British. And interesting thing is that, you know, England is now, the Brits are developing a champagne or a sparkling wine.
Oh.
Because as global warming continues, they've actually now have the capacity to grow grapevines. And it's similar in both weather and even in soils to the Champagne region. But they don't have anything they can really call it. There's not a name. Like Champagne is the region, so it has to be French Champagne. So the word that seems to be going around is fizz.
Fizz.
Yeah. So much for the sophistication.
So yeah, like Prosecco, you obviously have California sparkling wine, and now potentially fizz when you head to the UK.
So I have one and a half romantic tips, and those are all I have. Like, so the romantic tip is this. If you are going to dinner, and you might have to wait a bit, but when you call ahead to the restaurant and say, when we sit down, I would like you to bring my partner a glass of sparkling wine. And, you know, by the way, ladies, do that for your guys, too, because guys never expect anything because we don't really think you like us. So, you know, that will be a shock, too. I think that's just a really nice romantic touch. However, speaking of proposals, please don't hide the ring in the food or the wine glass, because choking just isn't that romantic.
Yeah, I've seen so many, unfortunate fail videos of proposals gone wrong, right? And taking a turn for the worse, despite all the best intentions.
Yeah.
You know, so for people who are more adventurous when it comes to wine, what do you recommend they do? Do you recommend like kind of skipping the bottle and just getting a couple glasses?
Well, you know, so that's the cool thing about holidays or big days is it could be, you know, that really special bottle night. Or one of the things is it is a little bit more expensive, but like go for wine by the glass. And, you know, you can each, you know, get different glasses, different wines, and then you can, you know, share and taste back and forth and talk about it. And I think one of the notes about Valentine's Day meals and wine and classical music is savor it. It's always like go slow. Find reasons to go slow and to think about it. And that's one of the things I really like about getting a couple of different wines is it makes you think a little bit about what this wine tastes like, what the food tastes like, why you are so happy to be with your partner there at the table, all those sorts of things.
A good time to pause and reflect and appreciate the person that's sitting across from you.
Absolutely. I'm always happy that my wife is willing to go out with me. So I think that's it's a good moment.
When we think about Valentine's Day, Jennifer, we also think of obviously romance, maybe like sexing it up a little bit. What kind of music do you have to for that sultry mood?
Well, for the sultry mood, one then appropriately named Romance. So this is by Robert Schumann, and it was for another woman who is yet to be asked to be married, Clara, but her father was in the way. He said, no, I don't like this man, absolutely not. So he's communicating to her that, no, I really love you, and we're going to make this happen, but through this piece of music.
Thank you.
only approval we need is each other's, right?
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That is beautiful.
It is.
Isn't
wonderful.
It gorgeous? It's breathtaking. Beautiful.
What kind of dessert wines maybe would you pair with this, right?
Well, that's, you know, I was just thinking, what goes with this? And we had talked earlier, Jennifer and I, but I think actually what it absolutely was perfect is because there's such a richness and a depth to that is an old sweet Riesling, you know, bear, and it's like, you'll find it called, it's Biren Oslas, which means, I think it's very select. And it is, they're sweet, they're deep, there's layers of flavor to it, there's a mellowness to it, and it'll go really well with chocolate.
Rick and Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vicky.
We'll do this for the next holiday.
Always a pleasure.
Yes,
and, you know,
I'm ready for it.
I think we should just go pair some wine and music sometime, Jennifer.
Hey, let's do it.
It's a deal.
I love it. I'm here for it. Rick Cushman is our wine expert, and Jennifer Reason, of course, is Cap Radio's classical musical host. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a fantastic day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.